In 1958, he was briefly lured away from his professorship at the IAS to work on Project Orion, a plan to build a rocket propelled by nuclear power that would be faster and more efficient than any other. The basic principle was to throw a stream of nuclear bombs out of the back of the rocket, detonate them, and ride the shock waves to Mars and beyond. On paper, it seemed to work. Flight tests on small models using conventional explosives were encouraging. Orion could reach Mars in weeks, where chemical rockets would take 6 months or more. A more powerful version could cross the vast void to Alpha Centauri, the nearest star to the Sun, in a bit over a century. Since the bigger the rocket, the more efficient it was, he proposed a 240-million-ton ship, 90 miles in diameter, designed to carry thousands of colonists and make humanity an interstellar species. Whether he was serious, even he may not have known. The project was scuppered in the end by a mix of political queasiness over the fallout, rather literally. Later modelling suggested that each launch of a modestly sized rocket from Earth's surface would kill about 10 people, and the Partial Test Ban Treaty of 1963, which forbade nuclear explosions except underground. He was involved in that, too, arguing in favour of the ban in his clipped home county's tones in front of America's Senate. Since the power they had unleashed thrust physicists into high places, he also became a government advisor on science and grand strategy.